姐妹们平安 ，Peace to you, brothers and sisters。这一季的主日信息，我是带大家来看约翰福音里面耶稣所讲的七个我是。
During the Sunday sermon series this fall, I've been showing you the seven I Am's told by Jesus in the Gospel of John.
耶稣用七句非常特别的我是什么什么来宣告他是谁。
Jesus used a unique seven I am to proclaim who he is.
这七句的每一句都是令人惊讶又意义深远的重要宣告。
Every single one of these seven proclamations is incredible and profoundly meaningful.
到目前为止我们已经看过三个我是。
So far we have looked at three I am.
约翰福音第六章耶稣说我是生命的粮。
John chapter 6, Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
约翰福音第八章耶稣说我是世界的光。
John chapter 8 Jesus said I am the light of the world.
约翰福音十章七节耶稣说我是羊的门。
John chapter 10 verse 7 I am the gate for the sheep.
今天我们要看第四个也在约翰福音第十章。
Today we're going to look at the fourth one which is also in John chapter 10.
如果你听了上上主日的信息就知道在约翰福音十章一到五节耶稣用牧养羊群的生活实例来做比喻。
If you listen to the sermon the week before last, you would have noticed that in John chapter 10, Jesus used some practical examples of shepherding to tell a parable.
当时听他讲话的那些犹太人都熟悉牧羊的生活。
The Jews who were listening to Jesus at the time were familiar with the life of the shepherds.
但他们一时之间听不懂耶稣讲这个比喻是在讲什么。
But they did not understand right away what the parable meant.
于是从十章七节开始耶稣就进一步分两部分来解释。
Therefore, from chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus continued to explain the parable in two parts.
七到十节是第一部分。
Verse 7 to 10 is the first part.
耶稣解释他是羊的门是什么意思。
Jesus was explaining what it meant for him to say that he is the gate for the sheep.
这部分我们两周前已经看过了。
We already looked at this part 2 weeks ago.
11到18节是第二部分。
The second part is verse 11 to 18.
讲到耶稣是好牧人。
Which says that Jesus is a good shepherd.
这是我们今天要看的。
That is what we are going to look at today.
在11节耶稣说我是好牧人，好牧人喂养舍命。
In verse 8,
不光顾念的是自己的利益。
The high hand cares only about his own interest.
他来放羊并不是爱羊，不是为了羊的好处，只是把它当作是一份维生的工作。
He came to tend the sheep not because he cares, but because he needs to make a living.
羊不是他的，所以当狼来攻击的时候，不光会先求保自己的性命。
The sheep are not his sheep, so when the wolves come attacking, the hired hand will first try to protect his own life.
他不会为了保护羊群而冒险牺牲自己的性命。
He will not risk sacrificing his own life to protect the sheep.
在人生道路当中，你和我一定都曾经有过几个阶段，是像羊一样需要接受别人的照顾。
In our lives, you and I must have experienced times when we are taken care of, like sheep by other people.
问题是照顾我们的人是好牧人呢，还是雇工？
The problem is, are those who care for us good shepherds or hired hands?
比如说每一个博士班的学生都知道找指导教授是很重要的。
For example, every PhD student knows that it is extremely important to find a good supervisor.
有些指导教授很会为学生着想。
Some supervisors will put themselves in the student's shoes.
有些指导教授只为自己着想，不太顾念学生。
Some supervisors, on the other hand, only think for themselves.
我在这里15年的的确确知道有一些很好的教授肯自己付上代价来栽培他的学生。
For the 15 years that I've been here, I've indeed seen some really good professors who are willing to reach out and care for the students.
这些好教授深受学生的爱戴。
These professors are held in high regard by their students.
学生都毕业离开十多年了，几十年了，还依然与他们保持联络，而且充满感激之情。
And the students will actually still keep in contact with them decades after graduation and filled with gratitude.
但是很不幸的，这些年来我听的多得多的，却是博士班学生们心酸的故事。
Unfortunately, over the years, I've heard more heartbreaking stories.
很多学生被指导教授责骂。
Many PhD students are scolded by their supervisors,
羞辱,
humiliated,
压榨,
oppressed,
利用,
exploited,
欺负,
and abused.
首先在十章一到十节，耶稣多次提到了盗贼的危险。
In chapter 10, verse 1 to 10, Jesus mentioned first the danger of a robber.
在这边十二到十三节所提到的故宫又是另外一种不同的危险。
And in verse 12 and 13, the hired hand is another sort of danger.
盗贼的危险是比较明显的。
The danger of a robber is obvious.
他们是从外面来的侵略者，羊一看到就会躲。
They are intruders coming from outside. When the sheep see them, they will hide.
而故宫的危险是不明显的。
But the danger of a hired hand is less obvious.
羊以为在他们的照顾之下很安全。
The sheep would think that they are safe under their care.
但到发现不是这么一回事的时候，已经太晚了。
But when they discover that it is not so, it is already too late.
曾经有过一位博士班的学生。
There was one PhD student.
原本以为自己的指导教授很不错。
Who once thought that his supervisor was really good.
然后他几年一切研究照着时间表进行下去。
He followed him for a couple of years, and everything seemed to work out well, and his research was.
但是到了后来，他的学生签证即将到期的时候，教授都迟迟没有帮他看博士论文的草稿。
But by the time when the student's visa was about to expire, the supervisor kept putting off to view the draft of his dissertation.
每次他去问教授，教授都说：“我知道，我知道，别担心。”
Whenever he asked the professor will say, "I know about it, don't worry."
但是一个月一个月过去。
But months went by.
虽然他急得像热锅上的蚂蚁，教授却一次一次忘记曾经给过的承诺。
Even though he was really restless, but the professor kept forgetting about the promises he made.
有一天，他再去问那个教授。
When did he went again to the professor?
教授这样回答说。
And the professor said,
我现在正在赶另外一个研究。
I'm busy working on another project right now.
而且还有一件事，我也必须先花时间做完。
And there is something else that I need to finish first.
现在你是我的第三优先。
You're only my third priority.
最后那位学生签证到期，只好无奈的先回国。
At last, the student's visa expired, and he had no choice but to go back to his country.
他感到十分寒心的发现，他只不过是指导教授所利用的工具。
He was grieved to discover that he was only a tool utilized by the supervisor.
当他所剩下的利用价值不高的时候，他在指导教授心中的地位也失去了。
When there was little value in him left to profit from, the place of him in professor's heart also disappeared.
那在公司工作的人也好不了多少。
It is no better for those working in a corporate environment.
以前美国经济好的时候，很多公司的老板都让员工们相信，只要跟着他，他会照顾他们一辈子的。
When the American economy was still at its peak, the employers will make the employees think that if they follow them, they are good for the rest of their lives.
所以有很多人真的忠忠心心的为同一个老板干了几十年。
So、many people then indeed faithfully worked for the same employer for decades.
只是没想到，到了他们即将要符合享受退休福利资格的时候，老板为了省钱把他们给遣散。
But they find out at the end that their boss would dismiss them, to save money before they were qualified for pension.
我认识好几个人都遭遇这样的事。
I met quite a few people who experienced this.
他们都十分的错愕。
They were shocked.
十分的愤怒。
Indignant.
也十分的寒心。
And agree.
比这些更惨的事情还很多。
There are many cases that are actually worse than the ones I mentioned.
比如说十年前。
10 years ago.
美国 Enron 公司的老板及几个高级主管真的是害惨了手下的员工。
The president of Enron Corporation, along with some senior officials, did a great deal of damage to their employees.
他们使出了很多不诚实的手段。用公司的钱去保住自己的私囊。
They use many dishonest ways to put the company's money into their own pockets.
等到状况已经不对了，他们竟然还是瞒住下面辛辛苦苦干活的员工，骗他们说公司的情形很好。
When things became worse, they still try to cover it up from the employees who have been working so hard, and they deceive them to believe that the company is still in good condition.
而他们自己却偷偷的趁股票掉价之前卖掉。
While they themselves secretly sell the stock before the price fell.
后来很多员工多年来的积蓄都像泡沫般一样全没了。
The savings of many employees burst like a bubble as a result.
多少人伤心欲绝。
Many people were devastated.
但又能怎么样？
But how can they do anything about it?
这些都是故宫的实例。
These are all real life examples.
他们不是好路人。
They're not the good shepherds.
他们真正关心的只是自己。
They only care about themselves.
遇到危险的时候只保护自己。
When danger comes, they first protect themselves.
根本不顾其他人的死活。
And ignore the well-being of other people.
如果我们在世上把一生都寄望在一些并不真实可靠也不真正爱惜你的人或事，就难免会失望。
If we put all our hope in this life in somebody or someone that is not truthful or trustworthy, who does not really care about us,It is inevitable that we will find ourselves at the end in disappointment and remorse.
耶稣说他是好牧人。
Jesus said he is a good shepherd.
他永不会撇弃属他的小羊。
He will never forsake his little ones.
因为他顾念他们。
Because he cares for them.
第二方面十四节耶稣说我是好牧人我认识我的羊我的羊也认识我。
In the second part in verse 14, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep knows me.
认识代表一个个人性的关系。
To know represents a personal relationship.
而叫得出名字是其中的一部分。
And the ability to tell your name is integral part of this relationship.
就像耶稣在第三节所说的，牧羊人能够按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
Just as Jesus said in verse 3, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
如果是你和我这些外行人去到一个牧场，看到一大群羊，大概会觉得每只都长得一样。
If outsiders like us go to a farm and look at a flock of sheep, we might think that all of them look the same.
我们大概连有多少只都懒得去数一数。
We might not even bother to count how many they are.
但好牧人不一样。
But it's different for a good shepherd.
他分得清每一只羊的特性。
He's able to tell the difference between every sheep.
他也关心一只只羊到一个地步会为他们取个别的名字。
And he cares so much about each individual sheep that he will name each single one of them.
我们很多人养过狗。
For anyone, many of us have owned a dog.
大家都知道，对狗狗来说，主人为你取一个名字，用了独特的名字来叫你，那是很亲切、很有意义的事。
You know how intimate and meaningful it can be for you to name your dog. And
羊也是一样
and it's the same for sheep.
那对动物是如此对人来说更是如此
and it's even more so for human beings.
我相信在座很多人有过类似的经验
I believe that most of you have had this experience.
你来美国读书的时候很多老师都不太晓得怎么念你的名字
When you first come to the United States, your professors do not know how to pronounce your name.
比如说我的名字照台湾当时的英文拼音方式是 Xin Tao Shu.
For example, my name spelled in English in Taiwan was Xin Tao Shu.
很多老师一看到这名字就头大。
Many professors don't know what to do when they see this name.
有的还以为这个道是像美国名字一样的 middle name.
Some of them thought that Tao is my middle name.
所以上课点名的时候，有的老师就叫我哈辛哈树。
So when they call my name during class, they call me Hasin Hasu.
念都不会念了，要记住我的名字就更难了。
If it is hard for them to even pronounce it, how hard it would be for them to remember it?
但是我还是遇到几位非常好的美国老师。
But I also met a few really nice American professors.
才上一次课，他们就记住我的名字，每次看到我叫得出来。
They were able to remember my name even after the first class, and they would greet me by my name when they see me.
其中有一位老师更是每一次都字正腔圆地叫我新高。
One of them was able even to pronounce it flawless, 新高。
能让我感觉多温暖啊。
Can you imagine how warm I felt inside?
其实我们都知道，在大学教课，老师可以完全不记学生的名字的。
In fact, we all know that in the college, a professor is not required to know the names of students.
老师肯试着将名单上的名字跟一张张面孔去连接起来，再试着把学生的名字记起来， 这已经反映出它里面有一个真诚的关系。
If the professor is trying to connect the names on the sheet and with individual faces that he sees, and even trying to remember their names, it already shows his genuine care.
光是做到这一步就已经不容易了。
It is difficult enough to do this.
而耶稣所提到的认识层次又更深了一大步。
But it is nothing compared to the level of knowledge that Jesus was talking about.
还是以老师学生来做例子。
We still stay with the example of teacher-student for a bit.
很多老师与学生的关系只在课堂之间。
For the most part, the relationship between professor and student does not go beyond the classroom.
但是有些老师会愿意投资更多的时间在学生身上。
But some professors are willing to invest more time in the student.
让学生有更多的机会与他有更深入的互动。
So that the students may have a deeper level of interaction with them.
我想到好几位肯花时间栽培我的恩师，真的是十分十分的感恩。
I can think of quite a few mentors that I had that I'm still thankful for.
他们不只是主动关心我。
They not only took the initiative to care for me.
试着更深的认识我，了解我的长处和弱点。
To get to know me more, to learn my talents and shortcomings.
给我适当的指引。
And to give me suitable counsel.
而且他们还很透明的让我看到他们日常的生活和他们的家庭。
But they also allowed me to see transparently, their families and their lives.
他们对我影响最大最深的不是我从他们口中得到那些头脑上的知识。
The greatest influences that they had on me were not the intellectual knowledges.
而是我从他们的生活当中看到他们的真实态度以及理念的实践。
But rather the genuine attitude and the practice of ideals that I saw, in their lives.
耶稣说我是好牧人。
Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd.
我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
I know my sheep and my sheep know me.
他讲的认识是双向的，是生命的交流。
The knowledge that he's referring to is a mutual relationship.
信耶稣绝对不是信一套冰冰冷冷的教条。
To believe in Jesus is not to believe in a set of cold doctrines.
而是进入一个牧羊人和羊的关系。
But to enter a relationship like that of the sheep and the shepherd.
好牧人爱每一只属他的小羊。
The good shepherd loves every little lamb that he has.
他的小羊也爱他。
And his little lamb loves him.
好牧人和小羊之间是有双向的互动。
There is a reciprocal interaction between the good shepherd and the little lamb.
不只是耶稣深深地认识我们。
Not only does Jesus know us intimately.
我们只要紧紧地跟随他，常常亲近他，也会一天比一天对耶稣有更深的认识。
If we follow him closely and draw near to him often, we will also know him deeper day by day.
在我信主以前，我跟很多人一样，非常害怕信耶稣会让我失去自由。
Before I put my faith in Christ, I was like many other people who were afraid that by believing in Jesus, I would lose my freedom.
但信主之后，越来越深刻地体会到，能够成为属主的小羊，接受他的引导和牧养，那是最最蒙福的事。
But after I became a Christian, I increasingly realized that what an infinite blessing it is to be a lamb of God.
实际上，我今天是毫无怀疑的相信，主对我的认识比我自己还更准确。
In fact, today I believe without a doubt that the Lord knows me more accurately and deeply than I know myself.
我们人都难免因为主观而对自己的看法有偏差。
It is easy for humans to have a mistaken view of themselves.
而有着耶稣做我们的牧者的一大好处，是我们可以凡事借着祷告来寻求他的引导。
But one of the greatest benefits of having Jesus our shepherd is that we can seek his guidance in everything through prayer.
圣经里面有一段神自己说的话。
There's one passage of the Bible that God spoke.
神说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
每一个人信主之后，如果常常真心祷告，寻求主的旨意，而且顺从神的引导，一定会亲身体会到这段经文的真实和宝贵。
Every person who has believed in Jesus, if he often seeks the will of the Lord through prayer with a sincere heart and live in obedience to God's guidance, he will truly experience for himself the validity of the claim.
另外从情感上来说，我想我们每一个人都希望在人生的旅途当中能够找到几个知心的朋友。
Emotionally speaking, I think everyone wishes that he or she could find some really good friends along the journey of life.
而很多人信主之后都有同样的体会，就是耶稣是我们最最知心的朋友。
And many people after believing in Christ agree that Jesus is the best friend.
就像一首大家非常喜欢唱的传统诗歌所说的，耶稣是我亲爱朋友。
As the lyric goes in the popular traditional hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus.
有他做我们的牧者真的是最最蒙福的事。
Having him as our shepherd is truly the most blessed thing ever.
第三方面，在十七到十八节，耶稣更清楚地谈到他为羊舍命的意义。
In the third part, in verses 17 to 18, Jesus spoke more clearly why he laid down his life for the sheep.
十一到十八节里面，耶稣五次提到舍命，其中三次是出现在这最后的十七十八节。
In verses 11 to 18, Jesus mentioned laying down my life five times, and three of them appear at the end of the verse 17 and 18.
而这边耶稣特别强调的是，没有人夺我的命，是我自己舍的。
And Jesus emphasized here especially that no one takes it from me, but I lay it down for of my own accord.
我们知道，如果有一位牧人在狼来攻击的时候，肯奋力抵挡来护卫群羊，这已经是很难能可贵的好牧人了。
We know that if a shepherd is willing to firmly resist the wolf when it attacks to protect the sheep, he's already considered a really good shepherd.
又好比有路人看到有人在水里快淹死了，跳进水里去救人。
Or if a passerby saw someone drowning in the river and he jumps in to save him.
或者消防队员冒着生命危险冲进火场去救人。
Or a fireman who risks his life to run into a building that is burning to save
life. 这些都已经是难能可贵的英雄。
These are all extraordinary heroes.
但是在那些例子里面，英勇去冒险救人的，多半仍然盼望跟着要救的人一起活着出来。
But in those examples, most of them, even though they were brave, expected themselves to come back alive.
他们是在英勇救人的时候，自己的性命很不幸的也被夺去了。
But oftentimes, they lose their life when they were trying to save others.
而耶稣在这边讲到的五次的舍命，讲的不是冒险，后来不幸牺牲。
But the laying down my life that Jesus is talking about here is different from that one, and it's not about taking the risk and to expect come back alive.
而是事先明明知道自己必定因此而丧命。仍然心甘情愿，而且主动的选择流血舍身。
But it is to foreknow clearly how he is going to lose his life for sure, yet still willingly and voluntarily chooses to die.
我们教会人都知道，我的大女儿 Lydia 在非洲的卢旺达已经一年多了。
You know that my older daughter Lydia has been in Rwanda for over a year.
Rwanda 就是1994年发生种族大屠杀的国家。
Rwanda is the country that had an ethnic genocide in 1994.
这个国家的两族人 Hutu 跟 Tutsi 本来不是这么容易区分的。
The two different ethnic groups of this country, the Tutsi and Hutu, are not easily distinguishable.
大家混杂的住在同一个村庄里面，甚至很多家庭有婚姻的关系。
They blend together in fan villages and they even intermarry.
但是因为有一些人在背后有计划的阴谋挑拨，1994年爆发了震惊全世界的种族大屠杀。
But because of certain people's conspiracies and plots, in 1994, in Rwanda, it broke out one of the a genocide that shocked the world.
胡土族的人被动员起来，要杀尽所有 Tutsi 族的人。
The Hutus were mobilized to kill everyone in the To the ethnic group.
有没有人知道死了多少人？
Does anyone know how many people died?
死了将近100万人。
Almost a million people.
是卢旺达人口的五分之一。
Which is one fifth of Rwanda's whole population.
而且整个屠杀发生的时间只有100天。
And the genocide lasted only for 100 days.
给大家一点参考的概念。
To put things into perspective.
Ithaca 总人口是50,000人。
Total population of Ithaca is about 50,000.
有20个像 Ithaca 这么大的城市，
全城的人短短100天，3个半月的时间里都被屠杀，遍地都是尸体。
Picture that 20 cities as big as Ithaca were massacred within 100 days or 3.5 months, and bodies lay around everywhere.
有些人看过电影 Hotel Rwanda.
Some of you might have seen the film Hotel Rwanda.
虽然那部电影能够帮助我们大致了解所发生的事情，这仍然是一部 Hollywood 所拍的扭曲部分事实的商业电影。
Even though that film could help people to know more about this event, butIt is a Hollywood-made commercial film that has twisted some of the truth.
去年11月底，我和我太太应女儿的要求飞去卢旺达看她。
At the end of November last year, my wife and I flew to Rwanda upon my daughter's request.
有一天，有一家人请我们吃饭。
One day, a family invited us over for dinner.
在我女儿旁边的这位是她大学同学。
This young lady.His Lydia's classmates from college.
那中间这位是他的母亲。
And in the middle is his mother.
这位母亲现在是 Rwanda 执政党的副主席。
Who is now the vice president of the incumbent political party in Rwanda.
当时他们就曾经躲在 Hotel Rwanda.
They were hiding exactly in Hotel Rwanda at the time.
无论在之前和之后的逃亡过程当中，他们都亲眼见到自己的亲人朋友被暴民杀死。
Both before and after their flight, they saw with their own eyes how their relatives and friends were killed by the mob.
我们女儿还带我们去看了几个种族大屠杀的纪念地点。
Our daughter also took us to visit several genocide memorial sites.
你们知道那些纪念地点多半是什么地方？
Do you know where most of the memorial sites are?
是教会。
Churches.
当种族大屠杀爆发的时候，许多人都立即逃到教会。
When the ethnic genocide broke out, many people fled to churches at once.
因为以前发生过类似的种族屠杀的时候，教会会保护所有逃进教会避难的人。
Because when similar conflicts happened before, the churches protected everyone that took refuge in them.
但这次暴民什么都不管，躲在教会里的人照样杀。
But this time, their mobs were relentless. They slaughtered.Those hidden in churches all the same.
只要是突击族的人就杀，大人小孩一个活口都不留。
They killed everyone that is in the Tutsi ethnic group, young and old alike.
我们去的那两间教会，当时都有成千上万的人死在那里。
Tens of thousands of people died in the two churches that we visited.
在那些地方，如今还保存的那些死者的尸骨。
The remains of the victims.
血迹斑斑的墙壁和血迹斑斑的衣服。
The blood-tainted walls and clothes were still kept at those places.
考虑到大家，我多半的照片就不给你们看。
I have hidden the still photos from you.
大屠杀已经过了十多年，我们去的时候仍然受到难以承担的强烈震撼。
The genocide has passed for more than a decade, but it was still overwhelming for us when we visited.
实在难以想象，在屠杀发生的当时情况有多悲惨。
It is hard to imagine how brutal it must have been.
而在那个大屠杀当中，死掉的人除了 Tutsi 之外，还有一些外国人。
Besides the Tutsi, who were also there were also some foreigners.
他们是在卢旺达教会当中牧养群羊多年的牧者。
They were also among the victims of the genocide. They were pastors in the Rwanda church who have been shepherding the flocks for many years.
当外国的政府积极协助他们的侨民撤离的时候，这些外国籍的牧者也有机会逃生。
At that time, all the foreign governments were actively assisting their compatriots to leave the country.
但他们好几位认真考虑之后，决定留下了。
Even though they had the opportunity to escape, many of them decided to stay after careful consideration.
甚至在知道再不走就一定会被杀死的情形之下，有些还是留下来拼命想办法多救一些人。
Even when they are aware that they are walking to sure death, if they don't run, they still stayed and strived in every way possible to help others to safety until they were also slaughtered.
老实说，我一点都没有把握，我处在那样的情况当中，会不会有勇气做同样的决定
？Frankly, I'm not at all confident that I would be courageous enough to make the same decisions in that situation.
而这些牧者真的是在有选择的时候， 决定舍上自己的生命。
But these shepherds really willingly and voluntarily gave up their lives when they could choose not to.
一个国家在经历了这么悲惨的事情之后，存活的人还会愿意相信神吗？
It might be hard to believe, but with the remnants in this country still believe in God such, after such atrocity.
很奇妙的是，他们不但相信。
Miraculously, not only do they continue to believe,
而且这十八年以来，信主的人数以及一间间新教会设立的数目都在大幅度的增加。
In the past 18 years, the number of believers in churches have been multiplying tremendously.
我要离开卢安达，在机场办出境手续的时候，检查人员问我是做什么的。
When I was about to leave Rwanda, in the airport, the customs official asked me what I did.
我说我是牧师。
I told her that I am a pastor.
他就追问我，你在卢安达的时候，主日有没有去教会啊？
He then asked me whether I attended Sunday service in Rwanda.
问我去哪间教会？
And which church I went to.
那我告诉他去哪间。
And I told her.
没想到他接着就讲了一句卢安达的话，问我知不知道是什么意思。
To my surprise, she then said something in Rwandan and asked me if I knew what it meant.
我一时愣在那里。
I was tongue-tied at the moment.
他看了就笑着对我说。
And she looked at me and smiled.
那句话的意思是神就是爱。
It means God is love.
这只是一个例子。
This is only one small example.
我在卢旺达短短的一个星期当中，可以强烈感受到耶稣基督的福音非常普遍的影响这个国家所有的人。
During my short stay in Rwanda, I was able to feel strongly the magnitude of the influence of the gospel of Jesus Christ in that country.
那个国家的科技部长非常支持我女儿在卢旺达做的工作。
The minister of science in that country was very supportive of my daughter's work in that country.
那他是位非常虔诚的基督徒。
He is a very committed Christian himself.
在一起吃饭的谈话当中，我们可以感受到信仰在他生命当中占有最中心最重要的地位。
And during our conversation, we could sense the central and crucial place that faith occupies in his life.
我们主日去教会崇拜的时候，与我女儿认识的卢旺达教育部长也跟我们打招呼。
When we went to Sunday service in the church, the minister of education, who also knew my daughter, also came to greet us.
最让人不可思议的，也引起全世界注意的，是卢旺达经过这么悲惨的种族大屠杀之后，竟然两族的人能够选择放下仇恨，彼此饶恕。
The most incredible thing that also caught the world's attention was how Rwanda was able to put aside their hatred and forgive one another after such a cruel ethnic genocide.
怎么办得到的呢？
How did they do that?
耶稣基督的福音。
By the gospel of Jesus Christ.
两族的人都说，我们没有别的选择。
Both of the ethnic groups said we had no other choice.
唯有耶稣基督在十字架上舍身的爱能够给我们一条新的出路。
But to walk upon the path that Christ Jesus opened up for them on the cross by sacrificing himself.
唯有他能够让我们放下仇恨，彼此饶恕，来重新重建这个国家。
Only Jesus could help us set aside our hatred, forgive one another, and rebuild the country.
我的大女儿这一年在卢旺达最主要的工作是在一个护士大学里面教他们的教职员英文。
My older daughter Lydia's main responsibility in Rwanda this year is to teach English in a nursing college to its staff.
三个星期前，学校的一位重要的职员，也是 Lydia 班上最认真的一个学生，在去Uganda 参加一个亲戚葬礼的路上发生车祸。
Three weeks ago, an important staff in the college and also one of the most diligent students in Eden Lydia's class died in a car crash on the way.
他与车上几个亲人都一同丧命。
And he died with some of his relatives on his way to Uganda.
这个意外事件对整个社区的人冲击都很大，对我们女儿冲击也很大。
This accident was a huge blow to the community as well as to our daughter.
他打电话来的时候说，他不知道学校恢复上课之后，他要讲什么。
She called me and said that she didn't know what to teach when the school resumes.
当初给他的建议是诗篇九十篇，但后来他选择的是诗篇二十三篇。
My suggestion for her was Psalm 90, but eventually she chose Psalm 23.
后来他再打电话告诉我们说，当他告诉学生他要用诗篇二十三篇来教他们英文的时候，所有的学生眼睛都亮。
Later she called and told us how the students, when she told them that she will use Psalm 23 to teach English to them, their eyes were brightened and
他们都充满了期盼的心情，因为那正是当时最能够带给他们安慰。
They were also filled with expectancy because that was exactly what could bring them comfort at the time.
而Lydia也发现神就使用那段经文来赐给她安慰。
And Lydia also found that God also used that psalm to give her comfort too.
耶稣说，我是好牧人，好牧人喂养神牧，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord.
耶稣在讲这段话的时候，所有的听众，包括他自己的门徒在内，实际上完全没有意识到，耶稣在预先告诉众人，他将要为了替我们承担罪的代价，流血舍身，并死在十字架上。
When Jesus was telling that, everyone who were listening to him, including his disciples, did not actually realize that Jesus was foretelling the fact that he was going to bear the punishment of our sins to shed his blood and give up his life on the cross.
首先耶稣在第十节说，我来的是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
In verse 10 earlier, Jesus told us, I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full.
这样一句话很美，很多人都很乐意接受。
Such a word is beautiful, and most people will be happy to accept it.
但是他们不知道这个应许要能够成就的最重要的一个关键，是耶稣需要将他的命舍去。But
they do not know that one key thing that in order for that promise to come true, Jesus had to give up his life. So that
需要舍命，好让属他的羊能够得生命，并且得的更丰盛。So
that his sheep may have life and have it to the full.
最后，我想请大家注意一下“好牧人”的“好”这个。
In the end, I want everyone to pay attention to the word good in the phrase good shepherd.
在希腊文里面通常用两个字来代表好。
In Greek, there are two words to express good.
在一般情形之下,讲好牧人会用 agathos 这个字,意思是说他在某方面有道德品性的好。
Usually to talk about a good shepherd, we'll use agathos, which means that he has good moral character.
但是在约翰福音第十章讲到耶稣是好牧人的时候，用的是另外一个字 ，kalos.
But in John chapter 10, when it says that Jesus is the good shepherd, it uses another word, kalos.
这就不是光指道德品性。
This word does not just mean moral character.
也不是指其他某一方面的好，
or any other aspect.
而是全然的好，
but perfectly good.
是美丽吸引人的，不只是好，而且是美好。
It also means beautiful, not just good, but beautiful.
我们不能百分之百确定这边用 kalos 这个字是否一定有特殊的意思。
We're not 100% sure whether there are any special meanings by using kalos in this case.
但是可以确定的是，当你认识而且跟随耶稣之后，你一定会亲身的体验到，他真的是一位最美好的救主。
But one thing we're sure about is this. After you get to know and follow Jesus, you will also experience for yourself deeper and deeper that He is truly the most beautiful Savior.
耶稣说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。Jesus
said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我是好牧人，好牧人喂养生命。I
am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。I
am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
你愿意接受他的牧养，成为他的小羊吗？
Do you want to accept his care and become one of his little sheep?
我们接下来要擘饼纪念主。
Now we will take communion.